We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
From WPGU News, I'm Kennedy Caldwell. It's Monday, February 23rd, 2026. The Illinois High School Association had its individual boys wrestling state finals tournament at the State Farm Center in Champaign. This event lasted Thursday through Sunday. The boys competed at 1A, 2A, and 3A level with athletes from high schools all over the state. There were 14 weight classes and 16 boys in each bracket. Jordan Blanton, co-head coach of Marion Central Catholic High School in Woodstock, Illinois, and also former Illini wrestler, had six of his wrestlers qualify for the state finals. WPGU News correspondent Taylor Casey spoke with Blanton ahead of the tournament. Blanton said state finals reflect wrestlers and coaches' hard work all throughout the year.
You have all of these great coaches from all around the state, all of these great leaders that put a lot of time, effort, and energy into their athletes. And then you get to go out there and watch them, you know, kind of perform to the best of their ability.
For some, the wrestling state finals is just as any sports tournament. But for others, it's a milestone.
A wrestler's calendar is built around the state tournament. And this weekend literally begins and ends a year's worth of work, 365 days of hopes and dreams and hard work, blood, sweat, and tears, all of that stuff. So when you actually get to see it all come to fruition out here, I don't think that there's really anything better.
People can find the tournament's results on flowwrestling.org, where the weight classes and brackets are posted. Next, unofficial student election results at the University of Illinois were released by the Student Election Board Thursday evening. In the student body president and vice president's race, Jaden Campbell and Ethan Lopez, juniors in LAS, won 54% of the vote. Campbell provided a statement to WPGU today, reflecting on the results of the election so far.
I want to say there was some amazing results. I would say it was very much within our favor, but unofficial results. Hopefully by the 27th, I think nothing would change. I think we've kind of seen like this is going to be the clear-cut results and official. And so, yeah, we're very much thankful of the opportunity, thankful for the other ticket and the campaign in general, thankful for the team that helped kind of pave the way and lead this in the process. It was very much a rush. 3 weeks of just campaigning, a lot of talking, a lot of reaching out to people within the community, but all just a great, culminated in such a great experience and a great opportunity as well.
Campbell unseated the incumbent student body president, Gabby Saldanto. Junior in ACES, Campbell and Lopez's campaign was able to flip some of the endorsements DelSanto received last spring, including the university's Young Democratic Socialists of America chapter. Campbell and Lopez's campaign also received endorsements from the Illini Democrats, NAACP, and the first recorded endorsement from the Philippine Student Association. In the student trustee election, Gabby Stewart, sophomore in LAS, won 52% of the vote, capturing the majority of voters in a three-candidate race. Further down the ballot, students overwhelmingly supported most non-binding referendums on a variety of questions, voting to continue the campus transportation fee and reinstate the collegiate readership fee. Students also voted to support deinvestment from fossil fuel manufacturers and requested the university join the Champaign County Reparations Commission. However, the question to support a $10 per semester fee for the Illinois app was rejected, with 64% of the voters saying no. Election results will be posted officially on Friday following election violation reviews. Lastly, Illinois baseball traveled southeast from Champaign to Conway, South Carolina, this weekend for the Coastal Carolina Tournament. Illinois beat Virginia Commonwealth 9-4 on Friday. Senior outfielder Cole Wareheim went 3-for-5 with 2 home runs and 4 runs batted in. Senior pitcher Ben Plumlee earned the win, pitching 5 innings and 1 out with 5 strikeouts. Senior pitcher Reed Gannon closed it out with 3 innings and 2 outs and 4 strikeouts. Illinois lost to Virginia Commonwealth 3-2 on Saturday. The Illini had 3 hits and 6 walks. Both runs came in the 7th inning and on back-to-back walks with the bases loaded. The game scheduled for later that day against number 6 Coastal Carolina was canceled due to inclement weather. Illinois bounced back Sunday with a 14-5 win over number 6 Coastal Carolina. Illinois finished with 17 hits. First baseman A.J. Putty went 5-for-6 with 3 doubles, a grand slam, and 7 runs batted in. Junior pitcher Regan Hall earned the win, and junior pitcher Kyle Remington pitched 3 innings and 2 outs in relief. Illinois left the weekend with 2 wins, 1 loss, and 1 canceled game. For more stories about the Champaign-Urbana area, check out dailyillini.com. Contributing reporting for this newscast was brought to you by Taylor Casey, Adam Edwards, and Madison Magnus. From WPGU News, this has been Kennedy Caldwell.